put on a bed on a cold night for warmth, you put a...
But a blanket. Yeah, a bed sheet, or a quilt is what we called them, yeah.
Okay. A makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would...
Well, that a pallet.
Pallet? If you said the meadowland was the land you couldn't farm, the top land, what would you say that land that it was?
Well, we call it the hilly part, or the hill of the high part of the land, or the land that the water drained off on real quick.
Yeah, and so you'd expect to have a good yield there because the land was,
in other words,
the soil was
much better.
Yes.
That, but down, like I said, when I went on just a log, 120 miles north of here,
mm-hmm.
they were farming all the flat land, all the bottom land. That's where their best was at. And down here, you could raise a bug on the meadowland.
So the land, you could say that the soil is?
Well, we called it sour soil. It's a tree that wouldn't nothing grow in it.
Uh-huh. Sour?
It was sour, but wet weather would come,
Okay.
That kind of ground of sour.
The top land was?
Wooden sour. It was more clay and sand. See, it had a clay bottom to it.
Yeah.
About 8 inches of topsoil, and then 6 or 8 inches according to the land, and then under that was a clay soil. But when you got to this meadow, then when you went over and dropped over the clay soil, you dropped into a blue dirt under that meadowland,
mm-hmm.
and it was quite a blue looking soil, and it was quite a bit of difference than up on the hill. See, there was, in other words, that blue soil was sour, nothing hard to grow there. Pine temple won't grow it, or it's too bad. Now they'll grow in a flat place where water stands. Once it gets a root system, it'll go on and grow.
Uh-huh.
But if it never gets that root system, you need to look for it to ever grow. Get a few years, what I'm talking about, 4 or 5 years now, dry weather.
Yeah.
Then this timber will get a root system, then it'll grow on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get 4 or 5 years of wet weather after you put it out, well, something, I don't know why, but I've seen them that's been 50 years old, it didn't get this big, 20 feet high.
You mean?
Been there 50 years.
About 3 inches around?
I'd say 3 inches in diameter.
That's why the pine trees all look kind of, what would you say? Scrubby?
Yeah, in that kind of place. Scrubby and bad stuff.
Yeah.
Don't grow very much. Now, when me and my wife come here, this is oak mold out here in front, like I told you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And those trees you're looking out there now at.
Yeah.
Come up, little tiny trees. I can show you some out in the yard just like them.
Yeah.
They come up there. After we've been here about 2 years, and they're 50 years old now.
50?
50. And some of them, I measured some the other day that we cut down, and cut off 6 inches, 7 to 8 feet high.
6 inches round and diameter?
6 inches of diameter, 7 to 8 feet high.
Yeah, you know, they're tall, skinny things, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they don't have any branches for the first up for the
Yeah, that's where they, like you said, scrubby, that's what they do. Their branches will hang on. But when they grow on good soil like this, the branches don't seem to stay on or shed off. They shed off in a hurry and they just keep going on through the top. See?
I see. Mm-hmm.
Not the top like that, but.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a land where the soil was, had, most of the time it was lined in water.
It what?
It was in water. In water.
Underwater?
Yeah.
You mean?
Underwater.
Well, what we call this here is bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
It's meadow I'm talking about. You understand? And that's called bottom land down here. That's no good at all for nothing. In this section.
Okay.